So there's a minig, Klal Yisrael, that Friday night the fathers give the kids a bracha. And the bracha is Yisimcha Likim Kefraim Kmenasha, and for girls, Kisar Rivka Rachel Leah. Where did the minig come from? It's not in the Gemara, so I have over here a sefer, Siddur HaGaonim HaMekubalim. It's, I think, 15, 20 volume Siddur. And it's a big likud of a whole bunch of places. And it brings over here, the reason on Shabbos the parents give the kids a bracha is because, this brings from places, Shekosav Tam Nochon Levarech HaBonim B'Leil Shabbos, Mimnei Shel HaPa'amim, They get angry at the kids, or they have agmas nefesh, and they yell at them, or they curse them. L'chein ato be'eis ha'simcha Shabbos mevatlin oisun ha'klolos al yidei ha'brochus. So now, in order to net that out, to offset it, so you give them brachas to knock out the klolos. So the bad malach answers amen. All right, so this is a shtickle shver, because manufshach. Why'd the parents give klolos? The parents were wrong, so let them ask mechila. Whoever heard such a thing, you give somebody a klola, and then you offset it by a bracha, what have you, still gave them a klola, so let them say they're sorry, and be mevatel the klola. And secondly, why is this bracha, it's the nusach of the bracha, why is it mevatel the klola? What exactly is in it that's mevatel the klola? Yisimcha l'kim kefraim kemenashe. So first of all, it doesn't say bechlal what the bracha is. Yisimcha l'kim kefraim kemenashe l'gabe what?
To give the father nachas. Well, that was nachas, it's menachas.
Okay, it could have been anything. You know, and don't forget, the point is not that the kids should give the father nachas, it's not l'toivus the father, even though it says in all the Rishonim that it says they give Yosef a bracha, and what's the bracha for Yosef? A birkas haben is also a birkas ha'av. It says in the Ramban, in all the Rishonim, but the point over here is to knock out the klola that the father gave him during the week. So how does this do it? First of all, how does it do it? Second of all, from all the brachas you're going to give him to knock out the klola. Imagine if we wanted to say bracha to knock out the klola, we would say Hamavorcha Yizborech or something like that by Avram Avinu, right? Why in the world does this particular bracha, the one that knocks out the klola? Also, what does it mean? It doesn't say Yisimcha L'kim L'Efraim K'menasha L'gabe what? They should be telling me Chachamim like Ephraim Menashe, Vosepes Ephraim Menashe, Sadikim like Ephraim Menashe, Vosepes Ephraim Menashe. It doesn't, whatever they did. It just says they get angry at them during the week, whatever it is. Fakert, you're making the kasha worse. He said, we don't even know what the klola was. Could be this klola, that klola, but no matter what klola, whatever it is, this bracha, which is completely mysterious, doesn't say what, something to do with Ephraim Menashe, that offsets the klola. What's the pshat? And also, b'chol, what does it mean? We have some more kashas over here. Also, it was like this, and I saw people ask this. Yaakovinu says, I can't give him a bracha, mi eile, right? Because he saw Yehu Menashe is coming from them. And then says Yosef, Bonayhem Hashem Nosan Leil Kim Bezeh. So he said, then Yaakov gives him a bracha. What in the world did Yosef say that changed Yaakov's mind? What changed? Menashe and Yehu are still coming from him, right? Also, why, when Yaakovinu said Asher Nosan Li Elikim Bezeh, why did he first of all have to say Asher Nosan Li Elikim? The Mefarshim ask that, and they say it's Derech of Tzadik to always mention Hashem. But fine, then you don't have to say he said Asher Nosan Li Elikim. Why did he say Asher Nosan Li Elikim? And of course, what's Bezeh? There's different Shatim. Rashi says it means the Ksuba. Other Mefarshim say it means something else. Also, why did he have to say Li? Hashem nosan alekim, hur Hashem, bonayheim means that Hashem gave him to me, right? Oh, pshat is like this. Yaakovinu had a different teretz. He said, Yosef, Yaakovinu was saying, I have a problem with them because Yehu and Menashe are coming from them. Says Yosef, guess what? You think there's a problem, you can't give them a bracha? Well, guess what? They're my children. Which means Yehu and Menashe come from me too. If they're my children, and you have no problem with me, they're my yichus. And between me and you, Yaakovinu, they come from you also. So he said they're worried about these people, random people who Yehu and Menashe are coming from. So Yosef says, you don't have to worry about them because it's my yichus too, and you don't have a problem with it. I came out okay. So don't worry about them. They're also, that's Asher Nosan Alekim Li, okay? But then it's also being Yosef Lefizeh, why Yaakovinu didn't know with Ruach HaKodesh. How come Taka Yaakov didn't see it in Yosef, but he saw it in Ephraim and Menashe? If he was able to see Yehu Stamakash, he was able to... What? You tell me. Yehu and Menashe over there, Yehu's in Malachim Beis. You're going to give me a number of doyrus. That punct, the threshold happened between one door, between Menashe. I don't know how many doyrus there were. But you're going to tell me that the threshold was punct then? You're going to have to bring some kind of raya. Taritziz could be, there's a vote from the Ostrov Tzareba. Ostrov Tzareba says, he learns Pshat and Tachnun. It says, Avon Nachnu Vaveseinu Chatanu. Right? What's Pshat? Why do we say Avon Nachnu Vaveseinu Chatanu? It says a big Yisoid. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Hashem told Avram Avinu by the last Nisoyin, the Nisoyin of the Akedah, he says, please be Oymid in this Nisoyin because Kedesh Lo Yomru, that the first Nisoyinus were nothing. The question is, why would you say if he wasn't going in the last, the first Nisyonis were nothing? They were something. So says the Ostrach Tzareba from the Svarim HaKadoshim, that everybody has within him future generations. And the future generations are mashpia on the father. So if I'm going to have tzaddikim in the future generations, that helps me be Yoved Hashem. If I'm going to have Rishoyim in the future generations, Chas V'Sholem, that causes me to do Averis. It hurts me. So that's Pshat, first of all, Avol Anachnu V'Aseinu Chatonu. Our Vidui is that we hurt our ancestors also by causing them to sin. That's why we say Vidui, because our sins cause them to sin. And that's Pshat Poikeid Ovoin Ovois Albonim, he says. Okay, but the same thing goes if you're a tzaddik. If you have tzaddikim children, it helps you. Mamela, by Avram Avinu, Hashem didn't know. Ganz Klal Yisrael came from Avram. All the tzaddikim in the world, the Chofetz Chaim came from Avram, Ravan Abaya, the Ketzois and the Nesibis. So Hashem says, I don't know if, we don't know if the fact that Yerom Yud Ben Nisoyin came from you or came from Klal Yisrael or the tzaddikim. It says the Ostrov Tzareb, but this hashpah of the children work only for one door. Once you have children, now you're on your own, and now your child, he has the hashpah of everybody. So Mamela, the first 9 Nisyonis, Yitzchak was not born yet. So the first 9 Nisyonis, it could be the hashpah of the future generations. But the only Nisyon that happened after Yitzchak was born and Avram was left to his own devices was the Nisoyin of the Akedah. So Hashem says to Avraham, pass this test of the Akedah. If not, then they're going to say the other ones that you did pass were not only you. Because, not you, because of the Chofetz Chaim is coming from you. But now it'll show that even the first ones was in Yerzchus. Now, Ad Kan the Ostrov Tzareba. Lefizeh, we understand why Yaakov Avinu did not see that Yehu and Menashe were coming from Yosef, only from Ephraim and Menashe. Because after Ephraim and Menashe were born, their koichus were not in Yosef anymore. Right? So he can only see that. Okay, so now we have...
So Menashe and Ephraim didn't have any kids at that point?
No, no. No, they didn't have any kids at that point. What kids do they have? They didn't have any kids at that point. So that's why... That's that. Now that we have that out of the way, we're going to be yashiv all the kashas with one mahalach. Let's see what happened over there. So again, we have, first of all, we don't know what it means, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. I haven't, two, how does it work that the parents give a kid this bracha, this mysterious bracha, we don't even know what it means, and this negates whatever klolus the parents gave them during the week. Also, I have another kasha. This bracha, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim k'Menashe, such a choshev bracha, negates klolus. How come only fathers give it? When you go to the Rebbe for a bracha, you never heard he said such a thing, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. That's not a, you give a bracha for whatever, bracha, hatzlocha, bua, whatever you're going to give. But Yisim Kol Kim Kefraim Umnachas Miyuchas for the father. Question is why?
Friday klolos are usually from the mother. That's what I was thinking.
I had. Now, happens to be in the Rabbi Yankiv Emden Siddur, he says the minig is not only the parents give a bracha to the kids Friday night, but the Rabbonim do too. I never saw this, but I guess that when they say Good Shabbos, the Rabbonim tell the kids, Yisim Kol Kim Kefrem Kim Nash or something. But the way we do it, it's only the parents. So the question is, why is it only the parents? If it's such a choshev a bracha, a guy comes, Rebbe, I have so much tzoris. So an ayin hara, this or that, who knows what the tzoris is for. So instead of going to some lady that pours lead over the guy's head, say Yisim Kol Kim Kefrem Kim Nash. You see it in the gates klolos. Why only the, right? Va'oid, what is the father's koyach to give brachas? It says we know birkas had yeralti kalabei necha, but suddenly the father's brachas become choshev. Suddenly the father, he could be worse than a hedyet, because had yeralti kalabei necha, but less than a hedyet mechtesa. The father could be less than a hedyet. There's no minig that the father has to learn some gemara in order to give this bracha. Anybody can. What's the pshat? So we're going to miyashiv all the kashas. Let's see what happened over here. We know that there was a lot of tension. There was between the Shvatim and Yosef. And the tension, the friction, was not over at this point by Ephraim and Asher. In fact, it went down all the doors between Yehuda and Yosef. It was still the same thing, right? And until Mashiach comes, the disagreement is not never going to be settled. But Bishas Maisa, the Shvatim were there, and they still held L'chayr, that Yosef was whatever they held when they threw him into the pit. And the only children that were there of the next generation were the children of Yosef. The other Shvatim's children were not there. They did not get brachas, only Ephraim and Menashe, right? We can imagine how, if the Shvatim were jealous, whatever that means in the context of these great tzaddikim, they were jealous even more now. Yosef's children get the bracha and not ours. And they were dying to tell the father what Yosef really is, and he's getting these brachas. And then l'chayra, the Shvatim were vindicated. Suddenly, a bracha you can give to anybody, and this is a grandfather, and he sees Ephraim and Menashe. He says, I can't give them a bracha. Why? Because they're yichus. And the Shvatim knew the vort I said before, that it's Yosef's yichus too. Now the Shvatim are vindicated, right? You could imagine how they felt. They're thinking, see, we told you so, Yaakov Avinu, what this Yosef is all about. Look at his kids. There must be really, really something bad. He can't even give them a bracha. You can give anybody a bracha, but these, for whatever the pagam was, Yehu, Menashe, whatever the pagam was, so bad, he didn't even know of a bracha to give him. Not the pshat, he couldn't give him a particular, he didn't even have a bracha to give him. Now, Yosef at that point was in a pickle. There was l'chayra a taina on him, right? And he could have defended himself. He could have done the same thing that Avram Avinu did when he found out he had a bad son, Yishmael. What'd he do? Kicked him out. He could have done the same thing that his grandfather Yitzchak Avinu did when he found out he had a bad son, Esav. Kicked him out. He could have said to Yaakov Avinu, I have nothing to do with these kids. You can't give them a bracha. Fine. Zolzain has nothing to do with me.
Pagam wasn't in them, it was in their kids.
No, but if the pagam was only in their kids and not them, then why can't you give him a bracha? In other words, the pagam of their kids had, for some reason had to have affected Ephraim and Menashe. Whatever the reason is, with the Ostrov Zarebis thing that I said, or something else, whatever you want to say. But there has to be something so bad that Yitzchak couldn't give him a bracha. Yosef could have said, and he could have saved himself this bizyonis. It was bizyonis for Yosef. He's sitting there, and his kids can't get a bracha from Yaakov Avinu. He could have said, Yaakov, you're right. I disown them. Or I don't want anything to do with them. Or don't hold me responsible for them. He could have done that. But he didn't. Yaakov Avinu said something else. He said, these kids are so bad, you can't even find a bracha for them. But I'm not giving them up. Bonaihem, they are my children. Asher noson li elokim, Hashem gave them to me. That means they're mine. Bazeh, with this chasaron that you see in them. And I'm their father, and I will stick by them. Bonaihem, Hashem gave them to me. This is my job. Bazeh, with this problem that you see in them. And it doesn't matter if you give them a bracha or you don't give them a bracha. They are still my children, bonaihem, bezeh, with this chesaron. That's what Yosef HaTzadik said. So Yaakov Avinu says, you know what? I just found a bracha for them. I just found a bracha for them. Yeah, they have a problem. But I just realized something that changed my mind. With a father like you, with that attitude, doesn't matter Menashe, doesn't matter Yehu, they'll be okay. If that's the position the father's taking, these kids will be okay. You just changed my mind. Now I have a bracha for them. What's the bracha? That every father should give their kids this bracha. Yisimcha Elokim ke'Ephraim u'ke'Menashe. That they should be able to say, no matter what the story is with their kids, Bonaihem, Asher Noson Li Elokim Bezeh, whatever they are. And that's the best bracha that they can give the kids, that they should have a father like that, because it doesn't matter what pagam the kids have in them, a Yehu, a Menashe, whatever it is, with a father like this, they'll be okay. And this is why only the father gives this bracha to kids and not a rabbi. You know why? Because only the father can make it come true. The father sits there Friday night and says, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim u'kim Menashe. He means, I give you a bracha, my children, that you should have a father like Ephraim and Menashe did. That when he had bizyonis from them, in front of all the shvatim, his own father, Yosef's own father said, I can't even find the smallest bracha for these kids because they have such a pagam. He had bizyonis. And he could have gotten himself out of it. And he could have given them mussar, could have done something. Instead, he said, no, these are my children. Like Hashem gave them to me, bezeh, with whatever they are. That's the bracha that the father gives to the children. And the reason why the father does it is because only the father could make it come true. Father doesn't have to become a Rebbe. Doesn't matter if he's a head yet, he's not a head yet. It's not one of these brachas like it says, Birkas head yet al tikalabe necha. It's not the type of bracha that you bring down the shefa min hashamayim. It's a type of bracha that's totally in the bechira of the father. He can make it come true, nobody else. That's why any father can do this. And now we understand. Think we may have all the kashas here?
No, why? How does that take
the klala? Oh, so how does that take off the klala? It doesn't mean it negates the klala. It removes the klala. If you have and we asked if the father did wrong, why doesn't he ask mechila? I mean, no, the father did not do wrong. If the father did wrong, he should ask mechila. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a father that did right and had to give his kids shtark musar. His father's supposed to give his kids mussar. But comes Shabbos, the kids should know that they mussar ahin, mussar aher, whatever bad things they did during the week, and the father had to give them toichocha, and the father should give them toichocha.
This is the...
Hachoyseich shiv toy soinei benoi. You don't hit your kid, you hate your kid. If you don't give him mussar, you hate him, because he's going to grow up arop von derech. But kids should know the second part of that.
At the end of the day,
no matter what you did, and no matter what you do, and no matter what I told you during the week, Bonaihem Asher Nosan Li Elokim Bezeh. Yeah, I'm not saying you're a tzaddik. Yaakovinu didn't say that Ephraim and Menashe are tzaddik. He didn't say, Yosef didn't say that Ephraim and Menashe were tzaddikim. Yosef didn't say, didn't deny that they had the pagam. He didn't deny that Yaakovinu was telling the truth, and he did not deny even that they don't deserve any brachas. It's all true. You can't whitewash stuff. But on top of that, it's also true. So the father says this on Shabbos in order to negate the klolus. It means that the klolus, the yelling, whatever, the hitting, whatever the father did to the kids during the week, he did it rightfully. But the kid should know that no matter what, I'm here to stick by you through thick and thin. Even though now's the thick, you know, now's the thin, whatever it is. And that's why every father does this Friday night. And by the way, the Medrash says that Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi writes down the Schusim of Klal Yisrael Motzei Shabbos. Eliyahu Navi comes down and writes down the Schusim of Klal Yisrael. It's schwer, everybody asks, Vesepes Motzei Shabbos, Vesepes Eliyahu Navi, what? So the Teretz is, Eliyahu Navi, we know the Pasuk says, his job is, when Mashiach comes, Heishiv Leivavois Al Bonim, V'Leiv Bonim Al Avois. Now the different Pshatim over there, everything from something simple that the kids that died never in the life of the father and vice versa, they're going to be reunited, all sorts of Pshatim. But one of the Pshatim is, the kids that are Nisrachik from the father, physically they're in Golos, Albert Khan Faisar, fathers are in China, the kids in Canada, he'll reunite them, or the Leva voice are far from the father and the kid, he has to reunite them, and he, therefore, Motzei Shabbos. If he would do it during the week, it's not so simple, because the father gives the kids klolos and ahin and aher, so it wouldn't be so easy. He waits for Shabbos, and he does it quick, before the weekday start again. Right away, when Shabbos ends, Motzei Shabbos, then he writes down the schusim because he knows this will come in handy for him, for his ultimate job. The Heshiv Leiv Avoysal Bonim, Leiv Bonim Al Avoysam.